Hello, this is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. That's the name of the company.
Yes, and the question is?
Well, the first question is, do you have any children living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in this current school year?
No, my children already graduated.
Any nephews, grandchildren, nieces?
Yeah.
Okay, how many?
Too numerous to count. I'm from a large family.
Okay, but maybe just pick one or two so we can go ahead with the survey, if you don't mind. Is that okay?
This is regarding Boston Public School. It needs improvement. That's all I could tell you. It's a disservice.
That's exactly what it's about.
Yeah, well, it's more than two. I have more than two family members. I have lots of nieces and nephews who have children in Boston Public School, and it's a disservice. Mm-hmm. When I watch television to see that they're now cutting the funding, cutting out the arts and the music, some of the fundamentals that the children need. We need
I
to
understand
start paying
it.
The superintendent less in salary. That's all I have to say.
Well, that's why your opinion is so important to us. Can I just put one down and we go ahead with the questions?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following best describes the school your child, nephew, niece is attending this current school year? Is it a public school in Boston? Is it a charter school? Is it a public school but outside of Boston? Is it a private school or is it a home school?
Oh, my God. See, this is why with the limitations I'm unable to answer, because I have all the experience. I have Medco, I have charter, and I have Boston Public School.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, the survey is mainly about the district public schools in Boston. That's the reason why I'm asking you.
Okay.
How old are you? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Old.
I'm over 50. Number?
I gotta go. I am. I'm over 50. I gotta go. This doesn't pertain to me. If you're asking me specific question, as in my experience with Boston Public, I can answer that. But anything that pertains to me, I don't discuss over the telephone with somebody that I don't know.
I understand it's just part of the survey to have a little bit of information of the audience that
I'm
we're
over
speaking
50.
To. Okay. Do you describe your gender as woman, man, non-binary?
I'm a woman.
Thank you. How would you describe your race as white Caucasian, black American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American, Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern, Arab American, or some other race?
None of the above applies to me. Some
okay, no problem. Okay. Now, thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grade are they currently attending in this current school year?
Third grade or fourth? Let's see, Carter's in third. One is in third and the other one I think is in junior high.
Okay, thank you. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is a district overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied?
Extremely dissatisfied.
Okay. The students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way overall. How would you grade your child's school? Will you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
An F.
Okay. What about the Boston Public School System as a whole overall? How would you grade Boston Public School System? A,
an
B,
F.
C, D,
an F.
Okay. Now, thinking about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public School System? Would you give her an A, B, C, D, or F?
An F.
Thank you.
Any letter above that would be an improvement, and there has been any improvement since she became the mayor.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching and a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Not at all well.
Thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
Not too well, because...
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
About that.
Okay, if you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, pick up your top two: parents and teachers, students and the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, or some other
group? The politicians.
Uh-huh. Who else?
And did you say a separate category for the mayor?
The superintendent or BPS system leaders?
The superintendent and the politicians.
Okay, thank you so much. How engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged?
Extremely engaged.
Thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Not too engaged. Engagement when it's convenient for them.
Okay, thank you.
There needs to be more transparency.
Thank you so much. I'll write that down. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly agree?
I would say... Well, I somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you.
It's the transparency. It's like when it's convenient that it should be ongoing, it should be consistent.
Okay. What about this one? My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree, because too many emphasis is placed on the Boston Public School Committee Board, you know, and then relinquished with the City Council and the mayor, and the parents need to be more engaged. The parents need to be more of a stakeholders, and that's not what's happening.
Okay, thank you. What about this one? The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome.
Yeah.
Somewhat agree or strongly
agree? I agree with that. I don't think that's their issue. It's not that they don't make people feel welcome. It's just...
So I should put down somewhat agree? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I agree with... They'll make you feel welcome, but once you get there, they fail you.
What about this one? The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns.
I strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. How concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. How concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat
very
concerned.
Very concerned. Very
thank
concerned.
Thank you. How much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston Public School System? A great deal, a fair amount, not very much, or nothing at all?
Only when it's televised, or I don't even think the Boston Globe has much article on it.
A fair amount, Not very much or nothing at all?
Not very much. I think only when it's like it gets to the imminent point where it's beyond the parental control or having something to say about it. It's not as if the parents had an option. It's like we're going to be closing this school and we're merging into like this big conglomerate, you know, and prior to that, don't have the stakeholders at the table.
Okay. As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public School than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. Many BPS schools are also in need of extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, will close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about the Green New Deal for BPS? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
Not enough.
Not enough, okay. As you may know, the
Green New Deal... This is happening, and that's it, like I said earlier.
Okay, as you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS will include several elements. Will you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS? Renovating schools. Do you support or oppose?
I support that because the children need an environment that's going to foster their development and their growth, you know.
Okay. So you strongly support that or somewhat support?
I strongly support that the kids get the best environment as well as the best schools they need.
Thank you. What about modernizing some schools? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, or oppose?
Yeah, I strongly support that. I went to Boston Latin, and when I look at Boston Latin and see how outdated their science labs are, and then you look at some of the other medical suburban schools and see how modernized they are and the tools and the resources that the students have accessible to.
What about this one? Closing some schools, do you support or oppose that?
It's not just black and white as closing some schools. I think, again, I'm back to transparency. Like, what are the risks versus the benefit? That is never, there's never a dialogue regarding that. You know, it's just like, we need to do this because of that. So I can't support something that I'm not informed on. Informed is not just making a statement.
Okay. What about merging some schools? Will you support or oppose that?
The same thing again. What's the benefit to merging it versus, you know, the long-term benefit? We're, it seems as if historically they're looking for quick fixes.
Okay. How would you rate the condition of your child's school? Is it in great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
Just good.
Okay. Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, will your child's school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, or renovate schools? Yes or no?
Long term, yes.
Okay. How familiar are you with the history of school integration and busing in Boston during the 1970s? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar?
Extremely familiar.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, a 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to schools in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents, or grandparents, experience this period in Boston?
Yes.
Was it you, your parents, or grandparents?
My children. I have older children.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Boston Public School alum, but my children had to be bused to, my children went to the Metco.
Okay. So you can say it was you and your children then?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Do any of your children attend a BPS school outside of the immediate neighborhood, your immediate neighborhood, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston Public School System to address the impacts of racism and segregation, yes or no?
Have I made any effort to do that personally?
No, the Boston Public School System.
Have they made any effort to? No, I don't see any effort being made.
Okay, now thinking about...
I think there's assumptions on the leadership that, you know, There's none. I think that's the assumption.
Okay. What about thinking about ways the Boston Public School could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation? Do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing the right amount?
They need to do more.
Thank you. Do you feel that your child's school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected, yes or no?
No.
No, okay. How has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your child's school changed over the past few years? There are more now, there are fewer now, or there has been no change?
I feel there's been less minority.
Okay.
And more,
okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
There's been less, in the older days, there were more minority teachers,
okay.
I feel, because the job wasn't as
So there are more now.
There are more minority teachers now?
There's more of a diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds in the school, your child's school, participating?
I'm trying to think of the landscape. I feel like
are there more teachers now from different racial or ethnic backgrounds?
Yeah. There's more now.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the landscape.
The last few questions, we almost done now. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
No.
What about the ELL plan?
No.
Okay. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Only?
My other languages, but English is what we speak at home.
Okay. Have you lived in Boston your whole life, or that you moved from somewhere else? Okay.
Yep.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Masters, okay, thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25, 25 to 35, 35 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 150, or 150
plus? 150
plus. Okay, thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. You have a good one.
You too, bye.
Bye.